Debbie, did that make you smile back there?
Oh, yes.
Every time he comes in, he makes me smile over there. What a thrill to be in God's house. I love it when you come in and you expect something from God, because my God is faithful. He delivers.
Amen.
When I come into his house and I am expecting to receive something in my heart of hearts from God, he never fails. I know at times things are going busy and they're going and back and forth and challenges, but trust me, friends, if you will just set it upon your mind, upon your heart, that this is the day that he hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. He is going to honor your desire. Also, I have a card from Brad back here. Wave at me, Brad. Where'd you go back there? Boy, he was over on a Wednesday night. Dear Pastor Charlie, I was so happy to see you and Bob and Joe and Terry and Jennifer at Roy Rogers. It's bad when they know where you hang out. You know, it's bad when they know where you hang out. And also, we gave a little donation for him to go down and do the little flight trampoline. It's a baseball fundraiser. So, Brad, thank you so much. And in this bag, there is Hershey's with almonds over there, with almonds like that. So, and all of us to share. This will be here for all of us to share. So this Wednesday we go to Roy's, we'll come back, we'll have a little dessert there. Thank you so much, Brad, for that. And we missed you, Brad, on Mother's Day over there, so we got to kind of get that figured out and get his little playing ability. In the book of Colossians, and I want to read for you just a couple scriptures today. I want to share with you what I believe that God has laid upon my heart, and hopefully it touches your heart. He uses it. The book of Colossians is a very simple book. It is written by the author, because what had happened is the seed had been planted. The church is there growing. And then people came in with other stories. And what they were trying to do is take the truth that God gives us and put an angle, put a spin on it. And you can never do that with God's word. God's word is simple. It is straightforward. Although to the unbeliever, this book is very hard to understand. But through God's love, through his Holy Spirit, he is able to reveal the truths that we find in his word. So to kind of squelch out all the rumors, all the things were going on in that church, he simply wrote a letter, straightforward gospel. And I'm going to read you a verse in the third chapter. Set your mind, second verse in the third chapter, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Brother Ed Campbell, who stood in this pulpit before myself, he had in his pocket when he passed away a little saying about never to waste time and effort on things that are not eternal. Set your mind, set your affection, set your heart on things above. And then down in the 14th verse, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. I love the 16th verse. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father
through him.
Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. God, let us open our minds and hearts and receive that special truth, each one individual, that you would have for us today. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said, amen.
Amen.
That's about as plain as it gets. That's not... We have a little saying at work. When somebody comes in and maybe they haven't done the job quite properly, haven't done the way, these guys that outwork, they'll just pounce right on you, they'll tell you exactly. And whenever they're kind of straightening one another out, I said, fellas, make sure that you don't sugarcoat it too much. Because they never do. And I love this scripture because it's not sugarcoated. It is straight out of the Word of God, and it should speak to each and every one of our hearts. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And whatever I do in word or deed, do it unto the Lord. I am going to add one small item. And this is a thing that God is speaking to me about. I don't know your life. I don't know everything goes on about. There are things, challenges that you have, and he might be working a work in you, and I praise God for it. But I'm here just to, not so much to preach today, just to kind of talk to you a little bit about what he is saying to me. Whatever you do in word, whatever you indeed, do it unto the Lord. And do it now. Do it now. There's an old saying that all things come to those who wait, but I like the saying where it continues on. It says, but not to those who wait too long. We live in a world, we live in a place where people love to put things off. I would ask you to raise your hand, but the problem is I'm standing a little bit higher than you, so the one you're going to see with their hand raised the highest is going to be me, because I'm going to ask you how many are guilty of putting those things off that God wants us to do, and you know in your heart, you know in your mind, you just got to do it. I was reinforced about this thought, about this process, as I went to the gas station. Went to the gas station to fill up gas. Filled up the vehicle. There was a small vehicle next to me. And as the driver got back into the car after filling up their vehicle, they hit the key and you heard click. Come on, guys. What happens when you hear that click? Ain't nothing happening. But the next thing, and I immediately heard that click, and I go, oh, maybe he needs some help. Let me go out and see what I can do. Commendable. And that's where it got real interesting. Because this young man, when he got out of the driver's side of his car, he already had wrench in hand. Now, if you drive a car, and I've had cars like this, you carry around certain items with you of necessity. You knew back in those days when they had clutches, you knew how to actually position it just on that hill in case it didn't take off on its own. I have had in cars at certain times many things to keep me on the way because a lot of times the cars that I would drive would only pass the test of a radiator cap. You know what that is? It's when you go to get your car fixed and the guy says, well, you better replace everything under the radiator cap. So he got out and he had his wrench in hand and he goes there and he says, well, got to tighten up this battery cable here a little bit because it's not making the proper contact. Being the bit of advice giver that I am, I'd say, well, I think sometime you ought to get a new in for that battery cable there. Get you a little new clamp, put it on there. He says, you know what? I've been meaning to do that. As he had his little wrench in hand. Because trust me, I had the feeling about every time he stopped, he had to get that old wrench out and kind of take the thing and jog a little bit like that. But what struck me is, I've been meaning to do that. Wow. There are things in my life that I have been meaning to do, and I think God wants me to do them now. And I'm afraid to say that the things probably in your life that you've been meaning to do, you've been wondering, well, whether they're good things or things that God has laid upon your heart. But you need to start thinking about, you need to start setting in motion what it's going to take for you to start to do them now. I read Bill McCartney, who was the wonderful originator of Promise Keepers. When he went to the university for that football job out in Colorado, he wrote a very unique little statement on his job application, which I love. He wrote on that application, "I am not a coach who happens to be a Christian. I am a Christian who happens to be a coach." He didn't wait around till he got to the point of that job interview to share his faith. He put it right there on the application before he even walked in. He was doing what God had laid upon his heart, and he was doing it now. He was doing it now. I know that there are things that challenge you, and I know that you sometimes seem overwhelmed. And I know I personally seen Hattie and Bob walk in this morning. It just touched my heart because I know it's been challenges and they've dealt with. At the same time, I have felt from them nothing but positive reaction to the things, the challenges that have been placed in front of them. And I know so many under the sound of my voice, and I just so appreciate about how that you're able to handle things in your life with the help of God. I have, this is from Hattie. It's got Pastor Charlie written on it. This came with no candy. This came with no goodies. But I made a statement. I said, you know, I got to get back, and there's things I've let fall through the cracks here. People want to join this church, and I need to get going. I need to get it done. Hattie says, here it is. Got the little things in there we need to do. Got little items filled out, and boy, they've got bookmarkers. Boy, used to be we just had a keychain. Now you're going to get a bookmarker and hopefully a keychain too. No? We're not going to get that. I'm always the last to know. But trust me, we're going to get this thing done because we're going to start on it. So many times you have a job, you have something that God lays upon your heart, you just got to start the process. Because when you start the process, you turn God loose in your life. But you got to make that first step. And there are things in our lives that we're just kind of challenged with, and all we need is somebody to help us along on the first step in whatever we're going to do. And now I have no idea, but whatever it is, we're going to do it. Because I believe that there are people that love God that will help you in every aspect of your walk because God has put them there. There are people who are making decisions under the sound of my voice. And folks, when you need to make those decisions, you just need to start making them now. Last summer, I had the great opportunity to go out to California. Never been there. And one of the things that I wanted to see more than any else was that I wanted to see the trees. I'd heard about them. And I went to a grove in California called Myrrh Woods. And they have these sequoias, just unbelievable. I had never seen trees that you can't even imagine wrapping your arms around. And I was so impressed because I love trees. I got trees. I just like them. But being an East Coast boy, I made the mistake of asking. I said, wow, these trees, as big as they are and as tall as they are, they must really have a pretty deep taproot on those things. I'd hate to have to cut one down and try to grind that stump. That would just... And the guy said, no. He said, these trees are rather unique. He said, the roots to these trees are just under the surface of the ground. He says, but this is something very unique that happens to these trees as opposed to any other trees that you'll run into. He says, the roots from these trees, they interlock with the trees that are next to them. And these trees only grow in groves. He said, so when the storms come and the howling winds, it is the adjacent trees that keep each other standing. I go, wow. I put that away. I said, that speaks to me, because to me, that's about like church is. It's my relationship as it intertwines with fellow believers that strengthens me in my faith in Him. You can have all the time and sit down at your Bible. You can quote every scripture. You can have it all just memorized. But trust me, friends, if you don't use it in your life and learn how that you are set here to intertwine with others, that is the key. See there? I heard an amen somewhere. I love it. I love it. It is how that you use these things that you read. You use these things that you ask God to place within your heart. The scripture, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. But then it goes on to say, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms. I love that part where it says one another. One another. If you're in the Sunday school class, you're going to be love one another. Even if you did bring it a late note, that's okay. You're still going to be loved by one another. If you come to this church, hopefully, I was talking to a fellow today. He says, you know, I was looking around, and boy, I just kind of amazed me when we got a few missing. And we got a few missing, and that's people are traveling. It's summertime over there. I'm going into the summertime mode over here. People are preaching down at the campgrounds. Thank be unto God for it. But you got to have people here. If you don't show up, they ought to miss you. They ought to care for you. They ought to be concerned, because it is through these relationships that God allows us to build here that I believe that He really shows His face among us. Because when you are challenged, when you have things that you just can't quite figure out, He will so many times use someone else to bless you. I'll finish with a group from Germany some years ago. And there was a church that had been bombed, and so many things in that church destroyed. And these young folks put it upon themselves and said, we're going to restore some of the things that have been damaged here at this church. And one of the things that was most beautiful, there was a wonderful statue of Jesus. God laid it upon their heart for them to take the tedious job of restoring this statue. But the problem is when they got to the part of Jesus' hands, which were no longer there, they couldn't quite figure out how they're going to present those, where they're going to present those hands opening or in prayer. And finally, they made the decision to restore the statue with Jesus having no hands. And they placed a statement under it. You are the hands of Jesus. And I believe that. I believe that he ought to lay upon your heart to do something for him. I believe if you've got a decision that you've got to make, you better think about making that decision now. And I think that you just better get with it. Just start doing what you can, being all that you can be, believing for good things that God is going to do in your life. And I believe that he will bless it. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we've come to your house. God, we have opened your word. We have spoken what we feel is the truth that we've received from you, God. Now, God, I want you to challenge us. I want you to one another as we have the opportunity to hold each other accountable in your name, God. Just talk to our hearts. Allow us to do what we can. And God, allow us to start to do it now, today. Not waiting for that day that may not come, but God, allow us to serve you today. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this place. We thank you for each one taking part in the service today. God, we thank you for those who are visiting with us today. Just keep a hand of safety and mercy as they continue upon their ways. And God, let us know that we have been in the house of the Lord. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen. Amen. Hattie, you're in trouble. You better come see me about this after the service. I'm so glad.